Practice 30. Drunk Driver. Part B. Listen to these sentences. 1. All drivers on that highway pay a quarter at the toll booth. 2. Try to prevent accidents before they happen. 3. The breath test shows that Joe has a lot of wine in his body. 4. The policeman is going to issue that driver a summons for speeding. 5. The officers are on special duty. They're looking for drunk drivers. 6. That man isn't driving in a straight line. He is weaving in and out. 7. The judge is going to suspend his license. He can't drive for 2 months. 8. My friend received serious injuries in the accident. She's still in the hospital. 9. This was Joe's first offense, yet he is going to appear in court next week. 10. Applying for a driving license is not easy.
Part C. Listen to the story. It's a holiday weekend. The police officers are sitting in a hot room, receiving instructions from their captain. One of these officers is Ed Williams. He and 10 other officers are on special duty. This weekend alone, over 400 people are going to die from accidents caused by drunk drivers. Over 4,000 people are going to receive serious injuries, all caused by drunk drivers. The officers are going to try to prevent these accidents before they happen. Meanwhile, Joe Forrest is enjoying himself at a family party. It's getting late, and he's telling his sister that he's going to leave. She's asking him to stay and wait a few hours before he drives. "Don't worry, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to drive slowly. I only had a few drinks." Officer William is at a toll booth, watching cars enter the area. A green Ford is approaching, weaving from left to right. Officer Williams stops the car and tells Joe to get out. He asks Joe to walk along the white line. He can't do it. Joe also fails the breath test. Officer Williams is telling Joe that he's going to issue him a summons, and he can't drive his car home. Joe calls his sister. She's going to come and drive him home. This was Joe's first offense. He's going to appear in court next week. He's going to receive a $400 fine. The judge is also going to suspend his license for 60 days. This first time, other drivers were lucky. Joe didn't kill them. But what about the future? Is Joe going to stop drinking and driving? Part D. True or false? 1. It's a holiday weekend. 2. Joe is drinking at a party. 3. He's going to wait for a few hours before he drives home. 4. His sister is going to drive him home from the party. 5. It is safe to drink, then drive slowly. 6. Officer Williams is watching for drunk drivers. 7. Joe speeds into the toll booth area. 8. Joe walks along the white line easily. 9. Joe is going to appear in court. 10. Joe can't drive for 60 days.
Part E. Multiple choice. 1. When do most accidents occur on a holiday weekend? 2. How many people are going to die in accidents this weekend? 3. Why is Joe's sister worried? 4. How does Officer Williams know that Joe is probably drunk? 5. What does Officer Williams ask Joe to do? 6. What is Joe's penalty?
Part F. Listening and Writing. 1. Over 400 people are going to die from accidents. 2. Joe is going to drive home. 3. He's going to leave now. 4. I'm going to be fine. 5. I'm going to drive slowly. 6. Joe's sister is going to come. 7. She's going to drive him home. 8. Joe's going to appear in court. 9. The judge is going to suspend his license. 10. Is Joe going to stop?